A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The tax collectors and sinners were all drawing near to Jesus to listen to Jesus, but the Pharisees and scribes began to complain, saying, "This man welcomes sinners and eats with them." So Jesus addressed this parable to them. What man among you, having 100 sheep and losing one of them, would not leave the 99 in the desert and go after the lost one until he finds it? And when he does find it, he sets it on his shoulders with great joy, and upon his arrival home, he calls together his friends and neighbors and says to them, "Rejoice with me, because I have found my lost sheep." I tell you, in just the same way, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous people who have no need of repentance. Or, what woman, having 10 coins and losing one, would not light a lamp and sweep the house, searching carefully until she finds it? And when she does find it, she calls together her friends and neighbors and says to them, "Rejoice with me, because I have found the coin that I lost." In just the same way, I tell you, there will be rejoicing among the angels of God over one sinner who repents. The Gospel of the Lord. Many, if not most of us, have had the experience of misplacing or losing something and then feeling the rush of relief and joy when it is found. It could be as routine as misplacing our car keys in the morning and then frantically searching for them in the hopes that we will not be late for work or for our morning appointments. But think back to a time when you have lost something very precious. It may have been a cross or a medal given to you by someone very important in your life, or perhaps an important paper or project is seemingly lost on your computer. Take a moment, close your eyes, and recall that experience in your mind. I can recall a time when my baptismal medal, given to me by my sainted grandmother, was not in the place where it was supposed to be. And like the woman searching for the coin, I carefully lit up my house and searched everywhere I could think of, even looking in some places twice. And I'm sure during the search I prayed for its return and probably even invoked St. Anthony for prayers of assistance. And I can remember the joy of finding my medal and kissing that beloved object and all that it stood for. Now, did I have other medals? Absolutely. But the importance of finding this particular one took center stage until I located it. And then all was right with my world. Now, perhaps you too have a similar story, the angst and anxiety of losing something of importance, and then the joy and bubbling relief of finding it. In our gospel, Jesus shares two such stories. But like all of his parables, each story has a much deeper meaning. The shepherd leaving his 99 sheep was not an act of foolhardiness, forsaking the 99 in search of the one. A herd this size would have had many shepherds. This large herd most likely would have belonged to the shepherd's clan or one very wealthy individual. All of the shepherds of this herd would have been accountable for the loss of any sheep. Now, the finding of a scared, lost sheep over the craggy hillsides of Palestine and then carrying that full-grown heavy sheep would have been a very difficult physical task. And yet we hear that the shepherd does this with joy. The woman looking for a coin is not searching for something that is trivial, But that one coin could be the difference between eating and going without food, of starvation or survival. Both parables tell the story of joyful finding, but each story does not end with the finding of the missing item. No, each joyful finder shares the joy of their worlds being rectified. They share that joy with others. Both the loss and the finding is a communal action. Now, this is often very difficult for people in the Western world to understand, as we're so oriented toward the individual. But in first century Palestine, what was counted as loss or gain for one is counted as loss or gain for the entire community. And Jesus highlights the communal aspects of loss and gain in the spiritual world. The angels rejoice over the finding, the recovery and repentance of one sinner. Do then the angels weep over the loss of even one person? Well, while Jesus doesn't specifically say so, I suspect that the joy of recovery is mirrored by the sadness of loss. The loss of even one person in the kingdom makes the kingdom incomplete. The finding of one lost soul adds to the completeness of the kingdom, adds to that world being made whole. And so what do these parables say to us in the 21st century? Well, first, they speak of God's unconditional love for each and every person. Our God is consumed with an insatiable desire to reestablish a relationship with us even after we've turned our backs on God, even after we've chosen to commit our loyalties elsewhere, even after we have thoughtlessly wandered off into danger that threatens our well-being, not God's. And so what is it that makes us so desirable to God? What is it? Now, the answer, of course, is that it has much less to do with us, but it's more about the character of God. It's almost as if unconditional love is not simply a characteristic of God, but God's very essence. And no human frailty can change God's essence. Nothing can change the core of God's very being, which is love. And these parables invite us to accept God's love, knowing that it is God who first and always seeks us out. God seeks to restore the wholeness in God's own dream for humanity. These parables, they also invite us to a further understanding that sin and repentance is a communal act. It's not something solely between me and God. The kingdom is made more complete by each and every person's membership and participation in the kingdom. And likewise, the kingdom is still incomplete by those members who are absent. And finally, we are invited to act as God does, and to actively seek out those members who are absent from our communities. The fact that some are lost is not only tragic for the individual, but for the communities that are incomplete without them. And just as the joy in the parable is shared by all the friends and neighbors of the woman and of the shepherd, so is the return of anyone who has been alienated It's a cause for communal celebration. And on this day, when the Dominican family remembers those members who have passed from this world to the next, we pray that they are part of the celestial communal celebration that our gospel parables speak of when even one sinner repents. And when we here on earth share in their joy and share in the joy of God in the repentance of others, will we also recognize the need to celebrate our own repentance? Let's ask ourselves today, just how will heaven and the angels rejoice today?